The Fed held rates again. Your mortgage rate did not care. The Federal Reserve held its benchmark rate steady again on July 29, and the 30-year mortgage barely moved. That is not a coincidence. It is how the plumbing works. Mortgages track the 10-year Treasury yield, not the Fed's overnight rate. Here is the difference, and why waiting for a Fed cut to lower your mortgage means watching the wrong number. The simple version. The Federal Reserve held its benchmark interest rate steady again on July 29, leaving its target range at 3.50% to 3.75%. If you were waiting for that decision to change your mortgage rate, here is the part the headlines skip. It barely moved, and it was never going to move much. The 30-year fixed mortgage averaged 6.66% this week, and it takes its cues from the bond market, specifically the 10-year Treasury yield, not from the Fed's overnight rate. That distinction is the single most misunderstood thing about mortgages, and it changes which number actually matters if you have a home loan or want one. The numbers. The Fed held its federal funds target range at 3.50% to 3.75% on July 29, 2026, with three members dissenting in favor of a quarter point increase Federal Reserve, FOMC statement. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 6.66% for the week of July 30, 2026, up from 6.58% the prior week Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey. The 15-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 6.04%, the same week Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey. The 10-year Treasury yield closed at 4.67% on July 29, 2026 Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Fed Series DGS-10. The gap between the 30-year mortgage and the 10-year Treasury was about 1.99 percentage points, wider than the roughly 1.76-point average since 1971, Freddie Mac, Fed. The federal funds rate is an overnight rate. The 30-year mortgage is a 30-year loan, and they answer to different forces, Federal Reserve. Why the Fed's rate is not your mortgage rate? The federal funds rate is what banks charge each other overnight, so it moves short-term variable debt quickly. Credit card APRAs, home equity lines, auto loans. A 30-year mortgage is priced off the 10-year Treasury instead, because lenders sell those loans to investors who weigh them against that bond, and the companion piece on the 30-year Treasury hitting a 2007 high walks through that machinery in full. What is left over is the spread, the cushion between the two, and right now it is doing real work. At its long-run average of 1.76 points, a 4.67% 10-year would put the 30-year mortgage near 6.43%. It is 6.66%. That last 0.23 of a point, roughly a fifth, is elevated spread, not the Fed and not the Treasury. The real cost lends on a $400,000 30-year fixed. Say you are looking at a $400,000 loan and wondering whether to wait for the Fed to bring your rate down. Here is what a quarter of a percentage point actually does and why the Fed is the wrong number to wait on. At 6.66% on a $400,000 30-year fixed, the monthly principal and interest is about $2,571 calculated from the loan amount and rate. At 6.41%, a quarter point lower, it is about $2,505, a difference of roughly $66 a month calculated. Over the full 30 years, that quarter point is worth about $23,700 in interest calculated. But the Fed's overnight rate does not set that mortgage rate. The quarter point comes off only if the 10-year Treasury falls, which a Fed cut may or may not cause Federal Reserve, Freddie Mac. So a reader waiting for the Fed to lower their mortgage is watching the wrong dial. The number that moves a mortgage payment is the 10-year Treasury yield and the spread on top of it. A Fed decision is a headline, the bond market is the price. The Fed sets an overnight rate. Your mortgage follows the 10-year Treasury. Waiting for a Fed cut to lower your mortgage is watching the wrong number. What this means? For anyone holding a mortgage or shopping for one, the takeaway is about where to look. The Fed's meetings make the headlines, but the 10-year Treasury yield is the number that actually tracks your rate, and it moves every day the bond market is open, not 8 times a year when the Fed meets. It also explains why this week felt anticlimactic for housing. The Fed held, the mortgage market shrugged, and the two facts are not a contradiction. They were never that tightly linked. The wider than usual spread is a second reason today's mortgage rates sit where they do, and that gap has nothing to do with the Fed's decision at all. What this is not a prediction of where mortgage rates or treasury yields go next, which no one can promise. This is not advice on whether to buy a home, refinance, or wait, which depends on your own situation. This is not a recommendation of any lender, loan type, or mortgage product. This is not a claim that the Fed has no effect on mortgages, because the effect is real but indirect, working through the bond market rather than directly. And the 400,000 sources: Federal Reserve FOMC statement, July 29, 2026, https://www.federalreserve.gov/news-events/press-releases/monetary-20,260,729 AHTM. Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey, week of July 30, 2026. https://www.fredamac.com/PMMS. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Fred, 10-year Treasury Constant Maturity DGS-10. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/DGS-10. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Fred, 30-year Fixed Rate Mortgage Average Mortgage 30 U.S. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/mortgage30us.